It's been a long time.
Well, these should be pleasant memories for you then, thinking back on this. Your wife said that you hauled in the rocks for this and for your for the foundation, and that you brought them all in on in just a.
The foundation of the house?
Yeah, that you brought in all the rocks yourself, and you just used. What did you use to bring them here?
Pickup truck.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I saw a lot of them. Now there's a wheelbarrow from up the hill that's right up here. But
just that
one. These ornamentals he had to pick up.
I got these pickup truck.
Okay. Okay. Now, when you rode your horses, how did you get a horse to go when you get on?
You just kick them with your heels.
Okay, well, if that didn't work, what did you have to try?
Get up, that's the term you used.
Okay. If that didn't work, what did you have to do?
Stop. And say whoa.
If the horse didn't want to go, did you ever have anything you used on it?
Oh yeah, use a quirt. You can use your spurs.
Okay.
Spurs fastened on your heels.
Now what's a quirt?
Spur.
A quirt. Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a braided leather whip.
Oh, a little whip. Okay. Did you ever have to use that very much?
I never did.
Yeah. I guess your horses liked you then. Okay. What were some of the buildings? You said that you had a barn and a corral on your farm when you were growing up. What were some of the other buildings?
Well, we all a barn was just as essential as a house when mm-hmm. I was growing up. Mm-hmm. You kept your cows, but you had horses. You kept the horses. And we quite often kept the sheep around and used them for eight to eat. We always kept a pig or two to feed the scraps to and eat them in the fall. And cure the meat. It's a different world now than what I grew up in.
That sounds very interesting. How did you prepare the land for farming? Did you have to help with that?
Well, the first thing you do for farming and growing crops is there's the alfalfa you grow to feed your livestock. And you get that planted, and that stays there for a long time. It's a perennial plant that stays there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But corn annual crops, you just have to plant them every spring, plow the ground and every spring.
Okay. What did you have to use besides a plow on the land?
Well, we used to use the horses to do all the farm work with when I was growing up.
So,
started getting tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you started getting tractors, of course, then you didn't have to feed that team of horses. It took everything you raised on your farm to feed the horses and done the work.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't have much profit left.
Yeah. So the tractor is probably a good invention there.
Yeah.
After you plowed the ground, was it ready to plant after that?
Yeah,
or did you have
harrow
to harrow it? Okay. Anything else that you had to do with that? Okay.
Well, what about your barnyard fertilizer?
Yeah, you had all fertilizer on the barnyard fertilizer.
Did you enjoy preparing the field for planting?
Oh, been so long since I farmed, I can't remember whether I enjoyed it or not.
Okay.
A long time since we've done any farming. I have an apple orchard out there. That's all I have in my mm-hmm. farm. Of course, I've sold it. I haven't got it now. I haven't got anything to belong.
Okay. What are some tools that you had to use, like with the sheep? How did you get the wool off them?
Off the sheep?
Uh-huh.
Well, you had some shears with long blades, and I was done a spring handle. You just go like this.
Okay.